You will, and you will work, as I said, you of course know that you have, after we talked last night, I didn't think it was necessary to mention, but that you have complete freedom to offer anything in both the campaign or later.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
And because I think that's very important for them to know. I have done two things, and maybe you want me to turn one or both off. First, I had indicated to Haig that Haig should call and say that the president had directed that if Governor Wallace would like it, he would like to give him a briefing on national security and you know, and national defense and foreign policy matters, and would be glad to at any time. Would you like for that to go forward now?
Yes, sir. Let's go forward with it.
All right. The second point, of course, I have already indicated, and I've talked to Bob this morning after our conversation, that he was to work out a plan where McGregor, or I was even thinking somebody like Johnny Rhodes of the Platform Committee, or somebody like that, would indicate that Governor Wallace made a very significant contribution to the national debate on these issues, and that we certainly have in mind that, and some of these points we find very great agreement. For example, our busing plank is right down his alley. I mean, and the news summary this morning so indicates.
Right.
I think one thing we could do on that, on the busing plank, I was even thinking that if we could have a discreet way to have somebody just take it to him, show it to him, see what he thinks of it.
Well, I think that'd be great.
What do you think? Maybe
I think that's fine.
They ought to contact
this boy,
Snyder, and say that that the president particularly interested in the busing plank. What would you say from our side should do it? I mean, should we have
somebody not too conspicuous?
Let's see. Harry Dent, maybe that too conspicuous?
Yeah,
how about
probably.
I'll tell you. How about Ed Morgan?
Ed Morgan would be great.
They wouldn't know.
He
worked around through the South anyway,
right.
And he's handled all this segregation thing and talks Wallace's language.
Ed Morgan would be great.
Good, great.
Fine.
That's really great.
I think if something could be said by Johnny Rhodes or somebody between now and Saturday, it might help.
Right.
You know, something can always happen. But
Yes, sir.
Snyder, he told me what the Saturday announcement would be.
We can do that. There's one other way. I can have it, if we want to get a little closer to there, and I can have Klein say something, you know. You know, he just gets out.
I wouldn't get it any closer than that.
Yeah, Klein or that. That's the White House. I think that's too close. I agree. It should be the campaign.
It really ought to be the campaign.
I think you're right. We'll get either. I think McGregor could say it.
And, McGregor's fine.
And or Rhodes on the platform. That's right. All right. I'll get that one done. John, would you, on your part, do just one thing? Have Jake, Jacobson and the others. As I said, as soon as you get a few of those fellows, your staff people, in place, you're up. I do want to sit down with them so they know that. I mean, as I've done that with around here, and we just do it on an informal basis.
All right.
I was just thinking, I'm preparing for just an in-office press conference tomorrow, and I was standing by here, you know, and I do the same as you. I work like hell before these. I go, you know, I work and I study all that and have to be prepared on 100 issues in order to answer 20 questions.
Right.
And I said, you know, you talk about pressure. You can't pace yourself when you're preparing for those things. You've got to be up for them or you're down the tube.
That's right.
And don't you agree?
That's right.
If there's one place that a guy cannot... do pace yourself in anything, but there's one place where you can't be required to pace yourself. It's in this office, because there are times when you've got to go balls out, even when you're dead.
That's right.
Balls out.
That's right.